You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Now that the state has okayed a permit for Nestle to remove more water from its Osceola County well near Everett, opposition is growing even stronger. Among the critics, the Macomb County Public Works Commissioner and former Republican Congresswoman Candace Miller. She is with us now. Commissioner, what do you think of the NDEQ's decision to let Nestle pump more water?
I think it's absolutely appalling, quite frankly. I mean, you have the state regulators who you would normally think are the folks that would be protecting us, Michiganians, from anybody taking our Great Lakes water. And instead of that, they're hardly even selling it. They're just giving it away. And I say that because the permit that they have allowed for Nestle, currently they're allowed under the permit 250 gallons per minute, which is enormous in itself. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But now they're going to go from 250 to 400 gallons per minute, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, which if you do the math over the course of a year, it would be over 200 million gallons a year. And you know what the DEQ is charging for the permit to do that? $200 a year. Nothing. It's for free. But obviously money is not the driving factor here, but you just got to say, listen, if you are a property owner who has, you know, some sort of natural resource under your land, let's say it's oil or natural gas or whatever, you pay the state mineral rights. But if you have the most precious of all of our natural resources, pure Michigan clean water, you can have it for free? Seriously? I know I'm sounding sort of over the top here, but I think I am with this particular issue. I just am appalled.
Now, the DEQ director, Heidi Grether, said in a statement about this permit, I'll quote her, "We cannot base our decisions on public opinion because our department is required to follow the rule of law when making determinations." So isn't the MDEQ just following the laws that we now have on the books?
You know what? Last time I looked, we lived in a democracy where the people are the bosses. And in this particular case, the DEQ went through the public hearing process. They got over 80,000 people who registered their objections to this new permit, less than 100, I think like 70, who actually said they were in favor. And you can probably guess who they work for. And they issued this permit anyway. In other words, we can't listen to the people. Wait a minute. I would suggest they take a look at who's signing their paychecks. Who do they think they work for? They work for the people who are almost unanimously opposed to something like this. I think that the people have to rise up and probably have a citizens' initiative or a ballot initiative or something. This cannot be allowed to stand.
Well, what do you think, when you suggest a citizen ballot initiative, what would that look like? What needs to be changed to prevent more permits like this from being issued?
Well, I'm not really sure. I wish I had the whole thing mapped out in my brain, but this permit just was issued, and so I'm starting to think about what kinds of things actually could happen that would overturn this. I would hope that the DEQ would see enough people outraged that they'd reconsider. That would be the right thing for them to do. Perhaps the state legislature could pass a resolution or do something. That would be a relatively easy thing and the right thing to do. The governor should step in. He appoints the DEQ director. That would be the right thing to do. If none of that happens, then I think the citizens have to take matters further to the next step. And that's why I'm suggesting perhaps, I don't know if it's a ballot initiative, a citizens initiative, a referendum. I'm not sure. But I do think that there is plenty of public support. The people who the DEQ and the state legislatures all work for, that want one thing and in an overwhelming number, and then what has happened here, which is just a travesty.
Now, under the Great Lakes Compact, which sets limits on the amount of water taken from the Great Lakes Basin, as long as water is packaged under 5.7 gallons, there's no limit on the amount that can be removed from the basin. Do you think something needs to be done with the Great Lakes Compact?
If that's the case, yes. But I will tell you, we, being Michigan, set a very bad precedent recently, back in 2016, when you had a diversion of Great Lakes water that was approved through the compact for Waukesha, Wisconsin. And both myself and Debbie Dingell, Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, so a very bipartisan group there, duo, went to bat trying to get them to stop that. But in fact, they set that precedent. So that is precedent setting. And what is happening with Nestle is making it worse. And we are the Great Lakes State. We should be protecting our magnificent Great Lakes, not just giving it away for free.
Candace Miller, thank you so much for speaking with us and sharing these views on Stateside.
Okay, appreciate it.
Through a spokesman, Nestle representatives declined our interview request, saying they're still reviewing the permit. And in response to Candace Miller's call for action by Governor Snyder, his spokesman Ari Adler said, and I'm quoting, "The permitting authority is granted solely to the DEQ per state law, as is the process they followed to make their determination. So the governor cannot reverse the decision."